now call the meeting to order. The time is now 4 o'clock. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Councilmember Vieira-Swalton?
Present.
Councilmember Aguilar?
Present.
And Mayor Gonzalez is excused from today's Finance Committee meeting.
So we have announcements. Will the clerk make a public comment announcement?
After each agenda item is presented, the chair will ask for committee member comments and then take public comment. You will have 2 minutes for your comment. A countdown timer will appear for the convenience of the speaker and attendees.
So we'll go to item 2A, 25-358, 2025 Q and OPEP Trust and Pension Trust, investment report through March 31st, 2025. So the Assistant Finance Director, Felicia Silva, will present this item.
Good afternoon, members of the Finance Committee. Felicia Silva, Assistant Finance Director, and we will be reviewing the investment report for our OPEB and Pension Trusts for calendar year 2025, first quarter, which would be January through March 2025. Next slide, please. So we have two trusts that were established under Section 115 of the Internal Revenue Code that allows us to accumulate resources for these specific purposes. And so for the OPEB Trust, that's other post-employment benefits, primarily related to retiree medical. And again, the goal here is to invest certain funds that we then set aside for longer term liabilities associated with those retiree medical costs. The value from our OPEB trust increased slightly from $22.3 million to $22.6 million. And 1 year returns of 5.49%. With inception to date returns of 4.53%. Am I smacking? And then the other thing that I would just note is the city did not make any contributions this fiscal year to the OPEB trust. And also I would like to point out that the returns, if you look at the staff report and if you've looked at the report from PFM, the first quarter returns were a little sluggish related to some uncertainty with regard to public policy, for example, tariffs, and other concerns regarding potentially entering into another inflationary environment. So that's our OPEB trust, and then we also have the pension trust. And the pension trust increased in value from $32.8 million and a slight increase to $32.85 million. And I do just want to note that these values are, again, they're net of city contributions. It includes investment returns as well as net of any administrative costs. So again, slight increase there, but primarily flat, and then 1 year return of 5.38%, and then inception to date 2.19%. So the pension trust is a younger program. I believe it was established in 2021, and again the purpose is setting aside these funds. In this case, we're talking about pensions and the unfunded long-term liabilities, so that we can use these funds that can help us pay down those liabilities as the city deems appropriate based on budgetary or other financial conditions. Again, want to note that the first quarter here, which again is January through March 2025, a little bit of sluggish returns. You can see it's about 0.22% returns. And the culprit here is the domestic equities market. And I did reach out to our investment management firm, PFM, and he said, we'll see some good volatility, if you will, in terms of a rebound in the fourth quarter. So we'll be seeking that information. They'll be getting that to us in the next couple of weeks. The other thing I just want to point out is that council did approve a contribution to the pension trust as part of our year-end report, and that was in March. That is not reflected here yet. We typically take care of that as part of our year-end transactions, et cetera. So you'll see that small contribution. It was a little under $500,000 in one of the future reports. And with that, I'm here to answer any questions you might have.
Let's see, do we have, we will go to any committee questions, clarifications, Spinney?
I don't have any questions.
I don't have any questions on this either. We'll go into public comment.
No speaker cards have been submitted.
Wonderful. So, Felicia, thank you for the presenting this item. I know that we have, you know, we'll get the next quarter will be April, May, June,
and that'll also take us through the entire fiscal year. And let me see if I can tell you when if we already have that on the agenda. If I may, there is, let's see, yes, we have it for October, so that next report will be in October, with a pretty packed agenda in September, so that was the next best time.
And what are we looking at with regards to the ending of the fiscal year, with regards to the pension and the OPEB? I know that we had some slight increases. Will we anticipate increase on both pension and OPEB in that particular quarter?
I would hesitate to get in front of our investment management firm, but I did want to just make sure that we weren't experiencing a downward trend that was lingering. So still seeing some volatility, as he mentioned, but on a positive note. And the other thing I just want to mention, I didn't get a chance to mention it earlier, but when we are looking at these investment portfolios, in particular for OPEB and pension, we're really looking at a longer horizon, right? So we don't want to panic if we have a couple of months or a year even of negative returns. We'll be looking at it over a longer horizon.
Thank you for that. I should have been using the mic. Forget about that sometimes. So that's all the questions that I have. Are there any other questions? Well, thank you, Felicia, for the presentation. We'll go on to item three, public comments. We are not taking public comments this time. When any person may address the council on matters not listed on the agenda, but which are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the council.
No public comments.
So, well, thank you so much for the presentation. I think this is one of the quickest finance committee meetings I have ever participated in. So I'd like to adjourn this meeting. It is now 4:09.